Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and I am here live in the studio with you guys today, praise the Lamb of God at PSM Live, and we are grateful to God for this, another week to be able to come on the show, praise the Lamb of God, and have a wonderful time in Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I thank God for his prosperity. I thank God for all that he does in our lives in order to allow us to know that we're his children, the way he strengthens us, the way he heals us, the way he delivers us, he opens doors, he makes ways out of no ways. He leads us, praise the Lamb of God, into peaceful ways. He lets us lay by the still waters. Oh, even when we walk through the valley in the shadow of death, the Lord's hand is there. His staff is there to comfort us. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful God that allows goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our life. He prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies. He just does in his doing all the time. And I am refreshed in God knowing that our God is doing a wonderful and mighty thing in our lives constantly and consistently. That's a testimony in itself, that God is doing something in our life constantly and consistently. He never stops. He's always doing something. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just us who can't see what God is doing because we won't take time to focus on him, on his divine love that never ends, his endless love, the eternal love of God that has come to us, praise the Lamb of God, as we have received the adoption as the children of God. We are the redeemed. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed of God, praise his holy name, and adopted into the royal family of God, praise the Lamb of God, and it has seat in heavenly places. We're heirs and joint heirs with Christ. It is just so much, praise the Lamb of God, to shout hallelujah about when you really consider he has filled us with his Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness gracious, what kind of God, what God you know that has filled his people with his Spirit? Where he at? I want to see him. I want to meet him. I like to have lunch with him. I don't know another. I only know Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God that we serve, that he talks to his children, that he whispers to us in the night season. He gives us songs of deliverance upon our beds while we sleep, visions in the night. What kind of God is this that we serve? Praise the Lamb of God. I just wanted to ask a question because it's Testimony Tuesday, and I know so many people don't have a testimony, but me, praise the Lamb of God, when I think of, oh, don't get them started today, the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul, shout hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. He's just been so good and done so much in our lives until there's always, praise the Lamb of God, praise the Lamb of God, something to give God praise for. Hallelujah. Even if it's just cold out here, it is cold still. I don't care what nobody say. It went up 2 degrees. It's still cold. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you all today. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. My folk is coming in. I think this is my host here. Let me see. Prophet Darrell.
Good morning, Apostle.
Prophet Darrell, do you have your shouting shoes on yet? Did you get out to bed this morning, Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir. I'm actually laying across my bed.
He said he's laying across his bed. that Prophet Darrell is something else. He's a house man. Boy, oh, my goodness. It's good to have you with us, man of God. How's things looking over there in Chicago? Is it still lily white over there?
Oh, my goodness. It's cold, man. It's cold outside.
Is it cold outside? Boy, my godmother is 90 years old. She called me and said, it's so pretty. It looked like a big white cake outside our window. She said, and it's so pretty, but it's cold. That's what she told me. That's what my godmother told me. It's old. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. But it's good to be alive in the cold. I bet you that. Hallelujah.
Oh, no.
Yes, sure enough it is. Praise the Lord. What's your testimony today? Give me a testimony, Prophet Darrell. What you got to say?
Man, I thank God. I give honor to God who is my life. I thank God that I'm alive and well, got healing in my body. So I thank God today. I thank God that I was able to be with my mom on Sunday. Me and my mom spent all day Sunday together. So I thank God for that. I haven't saw my mama since Thanksgiving. So I was able to be with my mom on this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. You was with your mama all day. I know you was a happy camper. Oh, my goodness gracious. I want you all to know Prophet Darrell did something that you don't hear no more. That's from that old school. When you get ready to get your testimony, you say, giving honor to God first, who is the head of my life. If you find me there, we're back old school owners. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, that was a day, though, that testimonies was just as frequent, praise the Lamb of God, as people coming through the door of the church. We heard testimonies every week, every Sunday, Bible class, whatever. People could testify at any time they want to. All they do is right after devotion, they could pop up and say, giving honor to God, and start giving their testimonies, praise the Lamb of God, before the choir started marching, walking in the light with them robes swagging and swinging down that center aisle. How come the choirs don't march no more, Prophet Darrell? Tell me that.
because they done got hooked up with this new church.
They got this new wave church now. The choirs don't march no more. The choirs used to march. I bet some of these people don't even know that. The choir used to march with their robes on. Everybody on the same robe. It wasn't these wearing all black on Sunday. You had a robe on with a stole on top of it, like you was graduating from high school or something. And you started at the center door of the sanctuary.
That's right.
It was a graduation.
And
the whole choir marched down that aisle singing in step in concert.
That's right.
Say what now?
And the church was up on their feet when the choir came on.
And the church was standing up their feet. They couldn't sit down until that choir got in that stand and get through singing, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Now, come on, talk to me. After we sung the Lord's Prayer, then everybody could sit down, and then the ministers would take over. Am I right about it, Prophet Darrell?
You know you're telling the truth. You about to make I can't wait to have my church. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. We used to sing the Lord's Prayer. We didn't recite it. We sung it.
That's right.
The Lord's Prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I'm right about it. You brought that back to memory. Wait a minute. We got some other folk here that's chiming in. Wait a minute. I think granddaughter here. Hallelujah. Chicago is on the line today. Granddaughter, how you doing?
Good morning, Prophet. I'm doing wonderful today.
Well, don't get on here if you ain't got no testimony. Now, what is your testimony? Lay it out.
My testimony is I'm still here. I am still here. That death angel passed over my house. Hallelujah. My children are still here. And I still got all activities of all my limbs. Hallelujah. That's my testimony today.
But can I ask you one question? Do you still have joy?
I got joy this morning.
All right, then. You got to still have some joy with all of that. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Hallelujah. And everybody can't say that and mean it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you have to get your joy checked, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Whoa, I thought we had another caller there. I was going there. We had one 9-something, 985. I was going to light them up. They disappeared. Praise the Lord. All right. All right, 985. You can come back if you can. Praise the Lord. Prophet wasn't ignoring you. I just was going down the sequence of lines the way I normally do. Praise God. Hallelujah. What, we're on the air. Shake a neighbor, tell a friend that we are on the air. It's Testimony Tuesday. We're receiving testimonies today. If you have a testimony, you can give your testimony about the goodness of the Lord. I heard when I was coming up, praise the Lamb of God, there were some people around us that used to say these things. They used to say stuff like, thank you, make room for more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And what they was telling us is that we need to testify while we had a chance to testify, because we wouldn't have that chance no more. And they was telling us, praise the Lamb of God, the more you praise God and more you gave God credit for what he did, praise the Lamb of God, the more God would do for you. Hallelujah. The more God would do for you. And sometimes I think the saints get a little quiet about what God has done. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. We got some more callers here. Who is this here? Erico 313, your mic hot? Hello? 313, Erico.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. Who is this?
This is Cynthia Jones.
Hey, Cynthia, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And I want to say hi to
Prophet. Just one of our newer members on the page. Hi, Cynthia, you didn't jump right on in here, ain't you, girl?
You know what? I was going to just be quiet today, but you said testimony, and I just was so filled last week from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday when I tuned in. God, you know, you guys prophesied over me and gave me confirmation. You gave me joy. I just had to go back on mute because I was making so much noise in the house. So,
We used to that kind of stuff around here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We used to folks going off with the Prophet Dale and Bertha Pruitt and all of us. We get to prophesy and stuff. And sometimes we have to hit the mute button on ourselves because we be getting too loud. And the Lord just be moving on this show. I was telling somebody over the weekend, I said, it's amazing to me how strong the presence of the Lord is on the show. It's amazing to me. And that people who are hundreds and thousands of miles away can feel the impact of this show and the spirit of this show, praise the Lamb of God. It's not just some dead show you just sitting up just monologue listening to, but it is in concert with the Holy Ghost. And that is amazing to me. It just amazes me that the Lord just rests upon this show the way he does, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Give us your testimony. Don't come on this show today. I'm telling you, you better have a testimony today if you're going to come on here. Come on here, sister. Tell us something good.
You know what? God has just been downloading for the last 2 weeks things with the Spirit. I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do with that? And I'm going to tell you, Thursday was just confirmation. It was boldness. It was a confidence in what he put in me. And I just thank God that he is so loving and so kind to come and just whisper something in my ear. I'm just so thankful.
My God. My God. Isn't it wonderful to hear God? Cynthia, I tell you this. I'm a prophet of God, and I've been hearing God, I'm going to say all the days of my life, as far back as I almost can remember, I've been hearing God one way or another, not knowing even that he was talking to me. I used to be at school, and a voice would just speak and say, go home, and it was with urgency, and I'd run home. My mom would be laying in the bed sick, and she'd say, I knew you was coming home because I told the Lord to send you. I can't get out the bed, and I need you to get my medicine. All that kind of stuff. But here at the age I am now, and when I look back and think about that God was speaking to me all the time, it blows my mind. I do not take for granted that God speaks to me. And I think it's one of the greatest gifts that anybody can embrace. And they should embrace it with joy and exuberant as you are and as grateful as you are right now, hallelujah, that the Lord God of heaven and earth, hallelujah, will allow his spirit to speak to you. Oh, my God, that's awesome to me. I don't care who you are, where you come from. Praise the Lamb of God. You somebody special if God's talking to you. You somebody special. Praise the Lamb of God. You may not know how special you are yourself, but you somebody special. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you know people have went on fasts and everything for God to talk to them and can't hear them? People have went on, that almost killed themselves trying to get God to talk, and God ain't said a word. But you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, without pushing a plate away. Woo! My goodness gracious. Okay, maybe that don't excite nobody, but it did me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Cynthia, thank you for calling. Thank you, darling. I am so grateful to make your acquaintance. Praise the Lamb. Thank you for being a member of our Facebook page. You are a sweet person. I love to hear your voice when the way you talk, the way you do things. You jazz it up real good. We got another caller. Wait a minute. Let's see who it is. Error code 201. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
This is Luna.
This is who?
Luna.
Where you calling from, sweetheart?
St. Lucia.
St. Lucia?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she calling from St. Lucia. Oh, wait, that's way over there on the island, y'all. Praise the Lamb of God. Good to hear your voice today, darling. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? What makes you call us today? You got a testimony for us today?
Yeah.
Well, we want to hear your testimony. Let's hear it.
I was without a job since April, and God gave me a job.
I gave you a job?
Yeah, I was without a job from since April last year.
Oh, yeah, you came on the show, right?
Yeah.
You came on the show once before, am I right?
Yeah.
I remember we prophesied over you. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir.
We prophesied over this young lady here who lives in St. Lucia.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, she was on the island, and we prophesied over her about what God was going to do for her, and the Lord has given her a job. My God in heaven. And she's calling back in, giving her testimony. Oh, my goodness, this is a wonderful thing of what God is doing. Hallelujah. Because I was talking about those resorts and stuff over there. I visited some of those resorts, Sandals Resort, and over there in St. Lucia, and then I was over there. Bishop Morton was there one time. While I was there, he was over there ministering too while I was on vacation, and he looked up and saw me and took three, four different looks at me like, I know that ain't Shakespeare over here in St. Lucia. And I told him, oh, yeah, man, I can go on vacation sometime. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all forgive my little cough here today. Praise the Lord, but everybody know it's cold. Amen, and it's easy to catch one today. Praise the Lord, but I'm all right. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Daughter, let me tell you something. I am excited that you called in and took the time to do this today because I'm telling you, you're encouraging a lot of people right over here in the States where there are jobs, praise them, may not be the one they want, but there are jobs available, praise the Lamb of God. But God is able to make a way out of no way for you if you trust him, praise the Lamb of God, and if you obey all that he has spoken in his word, and let that be your establishment, and then you obey the prophet. When you obey the prophet, the Bible says you shall prosper. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel a tug in the spirit. Prophet Darrell, I didn't want to do this, but I believe we got to give this girl another word here today. What you think, man?
Go speak to her.
Speak some blessings on her right quick.
I just want to tell you this, my sister. I want to tell you that this is your season. God is just showing you that this is your season for great manifestation. God is just showing you that this is your season to speak whatever you want. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He told me to tell you that it's working together for your good here. Hallelujah. And God told me to tell you that not only just because he blessed you with that job, he's getting ready to bless you with new residence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And not only that, he said you is going to be like a two-month period before you be promoted here. So said the Spirit of God. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Promotion and a new residency. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's what the prophet has spoken over your life, and I stand in agreement with him. Praise the Lamb. I sure saw the new place. Hallelujah. You're going to move. God's going to give you a better. Praise the Lamb of God. This is your better season. Prophet Darrell would call it your greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But this is your better season. Things are going to get better for you. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to mind the things of God. The things of God. Keep your mind on heavenly things. Keep your mind in the word of God, your heart, and talk to the Lord continuously. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Whisper prayers to the Lord at work, wherever you are, when you get the opportunities. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray for people, intercede for them, and watch how God sets you up blessings and to be a blessing to others. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't let nobody seduce you or trick you out of everything God has given you. There's many, many false prophets. There's many, many people out here that's after people's money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hello, light bulbs. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Jezebel back just got broke. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ahab is on a crutch. Yes, Lord. There's many that's out here to seduce the people of God so that they can rob them of what they have. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You don't have to pay, a true prophet for a prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. You can sow into their life if the Lord leads you to. Praise the Lamb of God, and you see fit to. But if anybody want to charge you, I don't know why I'm telling you this, daughter. I know it's a whole lot of spiritualism go on over there on that island. But if anybody want to charge you to see what God wants to say to you, God ain't got nothing to do with them. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's divination. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We don't do that. That's not the way God operates in us. No. He doesn't do that. No. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I said to any hypocrite, false prophet, prophetess, that they set up shop charging people for prophecies. Mm-hmm. Give me $200 and I'll prophesy and all that mess. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That ain't God. You're a liar.
Nope.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There ain't nowhere in the Bible where you see it. Where is it in the Bible?
Nowhere.
Charge for a prophecy. Where is it in the Bible? Is it there, Prophet Darrell?
Nope, it sure ain't.
It's not there. They lying. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll tell the truth or the booger in a minute. Y'all don't want to bust with me. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. But we should be appreciative. And we should be appreciative of the men and women of God who sacrificed their time in prayer and in labor to pray for us, to interpret dreams, to do all this stuff. Sometimes you ought to say thank you, hallelujah, to the vessels.
Yeah.
Amen, 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 amen,
amen.
Hallelujah. Now, that's just fact. I love you, daughter. Hallelujah. We bless you today. Thank you for calling all the way from St. Lucia. Oh, my goodness, isn't it wonderful, people? I tell you all, we be blessing people around the world that don't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, here come one of my daughter. Here come my daughter. One of my daughters here. This is Bertha.
Hey, Papa. Hey, Papa.
Hey.
Bertha, sound like you've been preaching some permission.
Oh, Bertha got that preaching tone,
Bertha.
Bertha, you ain't been preaching to nowhere without permission, I know.
Mm-mm.
So maybe come over there with some cord to whip you like whip Jesus with.
No, I have not been out the house. I've been in the house.
All right. Got to take care. But what Bertha did wrong was she preached Prophet Dale Sunday and didn't have no change of dry clothes to put on. That's what she did. And now monkey shining with her friends celebrating. Now she paying the price.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you celebrate wet in the cold.
That's what happened.
I know that's what happened. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been preaching a long time. And then this kind of cold right here, your head damp, your scalp damp from sweating, and you run out there and your underarmpits and all of that, you in trouble.
She know better.
You in trouble. Got to have something to change into so you can dry yourself and then get somebody have to warm the car up for you. That's why we have armor bearers and stuff to warm the cars up for us so we won't have to get in a cold car. And then you go straight to your house if you don't have no change of clothes so you can get out of them clothes. Praise God. Just doing a little teaching. That's my daughter. I can teach her. Hallelujah. And go teach her because she got a lot of work to do and she can't be dying from pneumonia. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't afford pneumonia. Amen.
Yep.
Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel good today. Bertha, let me tell y'all something, though. Oh, that's right. We ain't been on the show. Bertha preach. Now, let me tell you all the truth of the matter. Praise the Lamb of God. This my Bertha that you call my Bertha, let me tell you something. She flat-footed, Prophet Darrell, laid it down. Preach in the Holy Ghost. Do you hear me? Till the Spirit of God filled the room. And kept right on preaching. Like an old pro prophet there. I'm telling you the truth on the other matter. Now, I ain't joking with you. Hallelujah. An expository message on fear. Had her scriptures laid out in context. And brought it on home with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Yes, she did now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I salute her high. Salute her high again. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll put her up to in anybody's church. Bertha can preach. Praise the Lamb of God.
Come
she
on,
can bring that word. Hallelujah. She brought that word. That's what I'm here to tell you today. Bertha Pruitt brought that word. Hallelujah. And we salute her as a daughter. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. In the ministry. We license her Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. And looking forward to our ordination as we continue to train and teach her. Praise the Lamb of God. Where we'll set her into, hallelujah, whatever office the Lord ordained, the office of the prophetess. Yes, Lord, the evangelist, whatever the office the Lord ordained, we're going to put her in there, praise the Lamb of God. Then, Prophet Dale, we're going to put a quarter in her, wind her up, and turn her loose. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
That's what we're going to do. And let her do what the Lord say, do. My God. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm telling you. It's a wonderful time in Zion, and God is bringing forth. This is our second daughter in the ministry in the last month that has come out. We got two more sitting there, praise the Lamb of God, that has to come out. I'm telling you, it's going to be a preacher arena around there in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But I want them to exercise the gift that God has blessed them with. Hallelujah. Now, I see it's all lit up. It's all lit up, but we're going to go to prayer. We ain't had prayer yet. Where is Shatwan?
Can I?
Shatwan, you ain't told me to have prayer. Where's 12:30, Shatwan? You supposed to say,
Prophet,
Granddaddy,
I'm right here.
We ain't prayed yet. Where you at?
Granddaddy, I'm right here. Prophet Daryl is praying today. Amen.
Prophet Daryl.
Prophet Daryl is praying today.
Lord, you know I get scared when that man gets mic.
Oh, gee-wee.
Well, Prophet Daryl praying, we better put on something. Yeah, oh, my goodness. Prophet Daryl is going to lead us to the throne. And I'm telling you, people of God, those of you in any shape, somebody is calling me from a prison, and I don't know if you hear my voice right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know who you are. Praise the Lamb of God. I wish it was a way you could email me at ProphetShakespeare@yahoo.com or something of that nature, ProphetShakespeare@yahoo.com. I don't know who you are and, you know, to receive the call. But if you do it again, I will accept reverse charges on this time. But someone has been calling me from a prison. It looked like it's through the circuit in Texas, down in Plano, Texas. That it comes to tell me that a lot of calls can come from all over the country through that system. So I really don't know who it is that's calling, but I want you to know that God loves you today and that he is able to do, praise the Lamb of God, for you behind the prison walls, what couldn't be done for you, praise the Lamb of God, on this side of the wall, and that is he can save and deliver and set you free right there, praise the Lamb of God, where you are. And I'm going to say to my brothers in correctional facilities, God is giving you a chance to change. God is giving you a chance to change. Daughters, God is giving you a chance to change. Hallelujah, in the correctional institution. Those of you in your sick bed, convalescent homes, I want you to know Jesus loves you. He's a healer today. Prophet Daryl is coming now. Hallelujah. For those of you outdoors in this cold, oh, my goodness gracious, I tell you, our God is sheltered from the storm. He is that. He still can make a way if you cry out to him. Come on, prophet. Lead us to the king.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come humbly before your throne, Father God, God, first and foremost, God, we just want to tell you thank you. We want to thank you for waking us up, clothing us in our right mind, Lord God, giving us the activities of our limbs, oh God, giving us our good health, oh God. You didn't give us a portion, but you gave us good health. And for this reason, God, we come to tell you thank you. And not only that, Father God, we ask you to forgive us. Have mercy upon us. Blot out our transgressions on today, Lord God. Forgive our sins, oh God, sins of commission. Sins of omission right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for life on today, Lord God. God, we thank you for every caller that called in, oh God. God, we thank you for every listener, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Elohim, Yahweh, Yeshua, God, we bless you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to come on through, oh God. Make teaching and preaching easy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh. God, we bless you right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just ask you, Lord God, to look on the people that's chiming in. Look on the ones behind the prison walls, oh God. Look on the ones that's on their bed of affliction, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare miracles right now. In the name of Jesus, Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh. God, we bless you right now from the rising of the pouring down of the same sun. God, we ask you to come on in, God, and have your way today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, come forth healing right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, move by your power. Demonstrate your power, oh God, in this season and in this hour, oh God. Please show mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, somebody need a miracle today, oh God. Somebody need a financial breakthrough today, God. Somebody need to hear a word from you today, oh God. God, move by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, stir up the gift today, oh God. And dormant, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, please, God, have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, look on that backslide. Reclaim that backslide, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for you have declared in your word, oh God, that you are buried to the backslide. Save on today, oh God. Deliver on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, please, God, have mercy. Look on somebody behind the prison wall, God. They are back there, oh God. They need to be free on today, oh God. Free in the mind, oh God. If somebody that's locked up in their mind, oh God, locked up in adultery, locked up in fornication, locked up in sin, oh God. But God, we know you have a mind waiter later. We know you have a heal, oh God. You heal the woman with the issue of blood. You heal blind by the bayers. God, move by your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind everything that's not like you. We dismantle the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of Ahab. We come against them right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the false prophets. In the name of Jesus, is a liar. In the name of Jesus, move by your power. In the name of Jesus, stop the right away in our lives, oh God. Right in the room, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we step from behind the veil, God. God, we ask you to pull us back, oh God. In the name of our seeking, the Messiah. Put us seeking our soul, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Help us to speak to you even the more, God. Wholehearted, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We're broken by every sickness right now. In the mighty name of Yeshua, Elohim, Yahweh. God, we know you can today. God, we know that you will, oh God. In the name of Jesus, please, sir, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, take us through in this season, God. Bless like never before, oh God. Elevate the people's mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help them to walk right before you. Help them to live right before you, God. In the name of Jesus, please, sir, have mercy. Oh, God, have mercy, oh God. Dying is travailing today, oh God. Please open the door. Set the captives free, oh God.
Amen.
Look on that hypocrite preacher. In the name of Jesus. Save his mind today, oh God. Save his heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Look on that away from his family. Look on him, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Look on that mother that want to give up and throw in the tire. Do it for your God. Look on that young man that's reaching out for you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Look on that mother that want to give up on her son. That want to give up on her daughter. Save the children, oh God. Look on our youth, oh God. We decree and declare, we proclaim that our youth shall be saved. Sanctified.
Let go.
In the name of Jesus, loose the young people mind. Loose the mind right now. Loose that boy mind. Loose the young girl mind. They got a Lord. We come against spring. Teen pregnancy right now. In the name of Jesus. Do it for them. Take me out of the mind of God. The way out. Do it by your glory, God. Don't forget about our apostle, oh God. Continue to bless them, oh God. Continue to bless them higher than you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget about children, oh God. Touch the knees by your power. In the Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, do it for your glory. Look on these intercessors. Look on them, God. Meet everything, oh God. Do it for your glory, God. No other name you can do it in Jesus' name.
Shut up.
Do it for your glory. Look on the people in the foreign lands, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. In peace in the name of Sekiah. In peace in the land, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. Let the
hand go.
Let the hand go. Amen, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Right every wrong. Right every wrong, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on Obama. Look on this cabinet, oh God. Save him, oh God. Save him even more. Look on the House of Representatives. Let them know that the believers are still believing. Let them know that there is a remnant that has not bowed today. Let them know, oh God, that everybody ain't slipping and dipping and tipping. God, do it for your glory. There is a remnant that's still serving you, Lord. You told us in your word that in this season that you will raise up a nation that will obey you. We thank you for this new season. We thank you, oh God. Help the saints to change their way of thinking. Help, oh God. Help, oh God. Help, oh God. Help, 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 oh God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Joshua. Help us, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nissi. Help us, oh, today. In Jesus' name.
Let us be relentless in this season. Let us have a relationship.
God, we don't want to be together. God, we want to have a relationship.
Hallelujah, that we're joined together. Father, to give your name glory, to give your name glory, to give your name glory, God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, our King. Yes, God, yes, God. You exalt it, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God, in your word we exalt above your own name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the word of God. Under the which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Send them glory. Under the Bahushara, we give you praise. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God, we love you today.
Hey, Mama,
oh, my gracious. Oh, God. Y'all forgive us. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful, what an awesome God you serve. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Shut down. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, I feel Jesus here, y'all. I just, oh, my goodness. I'm, what you want to do, hallelujah, have your way today, have your way,
Jesus, hallelujah,
oh God, yes,
oh God,
yes,
yes, Lord,
oh God, yes,
yes, Lord,
our servant is,
you're
the Lord said he's pouring out blessings on us. Hallelujah. He said, tell the people I'm pouring out blessings on them, amongst them. That's what he said. Blessings amongst them now, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And speak, Lord. Your servants are here. Hallelujah. Under the Bahusha. Yes, God. Under the Bahusha. Oh, my goodness. Father. I said you're going to experience greater in this year. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Greater in this year is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Greater is coming. And it's as a progressive thing. As the year goes, hallelujah, greater is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I said, I'm wiping tears away. Hallelujah. I'm wiping tears away. I'm wiping tears away. Glory to Jesus. Somebody's been crying. God says, I'm wiping tears away. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm restoring, saying God. I'm restoring, God. I'm restoring strength to my people. I'm restoring joy in my people. Restoring, saith the Lamb of God. I'm building my people back up, saith the Lamb of God. I'm giving them back what has been taken from them, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you glory. 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 Under the whole Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Bless
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. From my throne, says the Lord. I'm sending it from my throne, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. The storehouse is open.
Thank you.
God said, my storehouse is open. Hallelujah. My storehouse is open. Oh, glory. Prophet Dale, to you, God said, my storehouse is open. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Storehouse is open. Bertha Patton, my storehouse is open, says the Lord. Under the hooshed, Bertha Pruitt, my storehouse, yes, God, is open to you. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Chiquan, my storehouse is open, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lamb. Praise the Lamb. Hey, God, my storehouse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. My storehouse is open. Says the Lord. Says the Lord of glory. From my throne, says the Lord. I've spoken it, says the Lord. From my throne, I've spoken it. Hallelujah. And it shall not return to me void. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Bless God. Bless God. We bless your throne, Father. We bless your throne. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory and majesty and might and power and dominion and riches be unto you. Hallelujah. For you are worthy. For you are worthy, Lord. For you are worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, God. Somebody better shout, my lack is over. Hallelujah. Somebody better shout, lack is over. Hallelujah. Lack is over. Shout it. Lack is over. Yes, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, there's going to be some supernatural healing going to take place in the next 30 days. Praise the Lamb of God. In the next 30 days, there'll be many testimonies of healing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. I'm walking up and down the corridors under the with the healing balm, under the with the anointing, with the ointment of healing, under the supernatural healing going to be taking place. Praise the Lamb of God. You better hear the prophet today. Lamb of God. Yes, God. Under the Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, goodness gracious. Boy, I messed up. Oh, my God. Glory. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hey, God. Hey, I'm strong. I'm gonna let the poor Say I'm rich. Hallelujah. At what the Lord has done. Hey God. Oh my goodness. Arise, shine, for thy light has come. Hallelujah. Arise and shine, for thy light has come. Rise and shine, for thy light has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, says the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, yes. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. And the Rosh Hey God, I'm scared to change this flow. I'm scared to change the flow, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Birth through it. What do you hear the Lord? Do you hear the Lord saying anything? Yeah. Is the Lord saying anything? Ah, God, I ain't finished with this thing, God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes,
because
God.
The curse over your son has been broken. The chains are broken, says the Spirit of God. The Lord said to rejoice, Pastor Juan, because the devil in hell cannot stop you. Nothing that the enemy said will touch or harm you, says the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord said to rejoice, and again God said, rejoice, praise the Lamb of God, glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Up and down. Do you hear the Lord? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. I feel this prophetic oath. I feel this prophetic anointing here. Hallelujah.
Prophet, the Spirit of the Lord is saying to Sylvia and Althea, you desire the gift of tongues. God said, now is the time. The rivers are flowing and the waters are moving. If you seek me now, just reach out. Give your tongue to me, and I will give you the desire that you have been asking me for. Said the Spirit of the Lord, more boldness in your prayers, more fire in your prayer. God says he's releasing the fire in the tongues of all of those that desire. But you are boldly in Coramandini and speaking to. Boldly come before my throne, said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Oh my God. Eyes are lit up today. I tell you, boy, it's a line here. Oh my goodness gracious. Look at all the people that come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. And those of you who are listening to our voice, and you want to get into this prophetic anointing that we're in right now here on PSM Live with Apostle Prophet Bill and all of these prophetic people, you can call this number, area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Prophet, are you there? Prophet Darius, the Lord speaking anything? I don't want to change the flow without giving you opportunity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I heard the Lord say, to everybody that is listening.
Come closer to your mic. Come closer to your phone, Mike.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord said to everybody that is listening, he said he has given thee power to change your community. He said he has given you power to change the world. Hallelujah.
My God.
He said we have been petitioning. We have been praying and travailing. Touching, shaking heaven up. But he said he has already dispatched the power and the glory, and it's sitting in your belly. He said only thing you got to do is begin to do what he has done from the founder's time of the world. He said when there wasn't no world, he began to speak a world. He said you got to see the world changing. And when you begin to see the world changing, then you got to speak it. And once you begin to speak it, changing, hallelujah, glory be unto God. He said you should be able to see what you have spoken to come to pass here. He said we steady praying over the same thing and the same stuff, but ain't nobody performing, ain't nobody doing. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody decreeing and declaring. Hallelujah. He said from this point on, he said, speak it, and it shall come to pass, because he said life and death lies in the power of my tongue. He's given us the power to decree and declare a thing, and he said it shall, it will come to pass, because he has given us the word, he has given us the power, he has given it to us to speak those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. We let the prophets of Baal travail over. We let these jack-led prophets and preachers, hallelujah, these religious folk, hallelujah, to contaminate the people that's running people out of the church. He come, the Spirit of the Lord is telling me to tell each and every last one of you, hallelujah, you be in the grocery store. God told me to tell you, you need to start speaking up over the food. Because the Antichrist is under the other. It's on the horizon. They on the horizon in the Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We living in the end time. So said the Spirit of God. And we got to be up so ready. Higher than the Most High. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I hope you all heard the man of God when he told you that even in the grocery stores, as you're shopping, speak over the food that you're purchasing. Pray before you grab. Hallelujah. Contaminating products and everything. You better listen to the man of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. This was given to me some time ago. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To pray over the water that you're purchasing. Pray over, hallelujah, what you're about to grab. We're living, I told you this a few months ago, we're living in the season now when all thy ways acknowledge him. Is so vital and important. I just told somebody last night, jumping on planes and just, I'm going there. Those days are over. Going to every big event that they have, I'm going to the football. I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to this concert. Those days are over without God telling you, go, I am with you.
That's right.
To acknowledge God. You better listen to our old prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling
hallelujah.
You, we're going to see more terrorist attacks. Every time they kill one, five new ones jump up out of bed and say, we're going to take their place. Don't you... Because Osama is dead, that it's over. It's not over. Just a new generation is rising up with better technology, with more scientific minds than he had. That's going to come to do what he wanted to do and greater. Just understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Understand that. Hallelujah. Hatred will always be here. But you better know your God in this season.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You better know your God. You better stop running out of the door without him.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
My goodness.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Glory to Jesus. It's time to pray over your food, pray over your water, pray over your, before you let your children go different places, you better be praying. Hallelujah.
Come on, amen. Amen. Say that one again.
Okay. Amen. He has spoken these things to you. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus told this. I have spoken these things unto you while day. Praise of God. Hallelujah. All right, we got a couple of more mics to open. I want to open these mics. Praise the Lamb to acknowledge these callers. Erico 586, you calling?
Hello, everyone. Erico, this is Althea. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, girl. If you got a testimony, want to hear it right quick.
All I got to say, I'm grateful for God. I'm thankful for who he is in my life. I'm thankful that he's keeping me in under his wing, under his grace on a daily basis. I'm grateful that he's taking care of my expenses as I am unemployed at the time, but I am grateful and honored to be his child. So I'm just thankful for him.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord out there. We praise God for your presence. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Lord is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, so you going to Paris. You going to Paris. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be a very, very pleasurable trip. You praise the Lamb of God. This is going to come, the Lamb of God, as a gift to you. It's going to be as a gift to you. And you're going to go to Paris. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I see the woman. Praise the Lamb of God that stayed in the room, praise the Lamb of God, when you and your son left and then your son went on to have some fun and what have you, which is going to mean, praise the Lamb of God, that your son is going to be older, praise God, so that he can go on his own. So it's a right now thing, but it's going to come in the future. And you're going to go to the what they call the City of Love, praise the Lamb of God, Paris, France, and you're going to enjoy this trip, and everything is going to be provided for you, praise the Lamb of God, to do whatever you need to do. You're going to feel as if you were as rich can be. You're going to stay in the finest of hotels of this nature, and God is going to bless you, and you're going to be able to trust. A change is going to come in your son, where you're going to be able to trust him being on his own without him getting in trouble and things of this nature. Then you're going to be to do what you need. Also, God just wanted to let you know that all was well. Praise the Lamb of God. That all is well. Praise
all is well. All is thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to drop that in your cookie jar for you so you can have some more to rejoice today. Amen?
Yes,
amen.
God bless. God bless. Hallelujah. Let me see here who this one is. Eric Cole, we're back again. 201, you're here. I can't hear you. Okay. Got a lot of static, Erico 201. A lot of static. Now? Yeah, that is really messed up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. My God, boy, look at here. Boy, it's way after one already. We didn't praise and prophesied, and we didn't praise and prophesied. My God, people of God, what a wonderful, wonderful time we've been having here. Praise the Lamb of God at PSM Live. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for all of you that are on the show today. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it has just been a wonderful, wonderful, hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, since Sunday, I'm telling you, with Bertha preaching and everything, the time I spent yesterday in the presence of the Lord, and then to have this right here, oh, it's just so wonderful to be here with you guys. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, I want to share with you all, praise the Lamb of God, this in Samuel, praise the Lamb of God, in the book of Samuel. Friday, you know, we had Pastor McCoy on. Those of you that missed Friday, you missed a treat. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Pastor McCoy really blessed our souls on Friday.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, my God. She just fell in love with the show and told me she's ready to come back on whenever we say. She's ready to come back on, and we will have her back on in the near future. I wanted to jump back in the fire, praise the Lamb of God, with King David, because there's a lot that we missed that was seemed to be important that we as prophetic people look at, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we as prophetic people look at and recognize as prophets and prophetess and people with gift of prophecy, that does not put us above the law. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you who are on, put your phone on mute for me if you got noise in the background. We are not above the law. We're not above a God as it relates to being reprimanded. We're not above being put in place by God when we are doing things, praise the Lamb of God, that's not pleasing to him. We must remember that David, you know, in his shepherding years was promoted, praise the Lamb of God, from the pasture to the palace. He was gifted and anointed, skilled in playing music, musical instruments. David was skilled in singing. He was a skilled writer and composer. The majority of Psalms that are written are attributed to King David. David also, praise the Lamb of God, was learned political and, if you would, politics and what by being in the king's court along with Saul and Jonathan, his friend, praise the Lamb of God. David also was a man of military minded. He was courageous as he fought animals of large proportions. We know about the battle that he had with Goliath while he was yet still young. He entered into this battle. So God had a unique prize, if you would, in King David. Praise the Lamb of God. And we see his life spread across the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 16, 18, 19. All of this, 2 Samuel, all the way in the 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, and in the book of Kings, the Chronicles, all hold a scripture. David is throughout the whole Bible because he's reflected upon many times because of the messianic promise that was spoken by him concerning Christ coming into the world, that David was a prophet indeed, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He was a worshiper. I mean, it's just so much to see in King David, praise the Lamb of God, that he was so blessed, but he had his issues. And one of David's issues was the satisfying of his flesh. And we know he did this with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, and bore children by her, Solomon being one, and the prominent one out the family who would succeed David on the throne. But the way David did this, praise the Lamb of God, this woman was married, and David sees her bathing, and he desires her, and he takes her into his chambers. He lays with her, he impregnates her, and then he tries to cover his tracks, and he has her husband killed. He tried to get him to sleep with her, but it failed. He would never go home. He would get drunk and sleep with the guards and all of that. And when he returned to the battle, David sent his death warrant with him to be put on the front line of the battle, in the heat of the battle, to make sure that he would die. And then David turns and marries his wife. And David sees no problem in this. Now, this is what I want you prophetic people to see. that many times, praise the Lamb of God, our relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God, can get out of hand. And your position that you hold can get to the place that you feel that you can do anything you want to do without being reprimanded, without having consequences to it. And you have to be very, very careful. We got to remember something, prophetic people. And some of you are not going to like this because, and I hope every pastor, prophet, apostle, evangelist, teacher, and any fivefold, tenfold, whatever you are, listen to this, even in the archives that some of them can go and listen. I pray God draw them to this, to remember these words that I'm telling you right now. Hear ye, praise the Lamb of God, that because a person does not have the anointing that you have and does not hold the position that you hold, does not mean God does not love them as much or more than he loves them. You better get this in your coffee cup, get this in your teacup, and drink it. Hallelujah. You may want to put a little honey in it because I know it tastes like castor oil, but you better listen to me today. Hallelujah. That person that you think through your own observation is nobody or nothing is God's creation, is God's child. And you better be careful how you treat them. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, sir.
You better be careful how you treat them. Praise the Lamb of God. He thought Uriah was nothing but a little soldier who had a wife, got lucky and married this pretty woman, and that he could just dispose of him. No repentance, nothing. Just an ant on the spectrum, wipe that spot right on off, and let's keep on going. Hallelujah. But it warranted the prophet Nathan. God sent a prophet to a prophet. God sent a prophet to a king. God sent the prophet to the politician. All in one man. All in David. David was prophet, politician, and the king.
Yes, he was.
He was all of that. Musician, prayer man, he was all of that. And all we know about Uriah is he served David's army.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we know about him. But what happens to him when David has this man killed? God goes to the prophet Nathan, and he tells him, go tell David.
Go tell David.
There was a man who had a whole flock of sheep and could utilize them for whatever he wanted, to make a long story short. And there was another man who had a few wee little lambs whom he loved and adored. And he treated the little lamb like it was his own child. And the man with the great flock took this man's wee little lamb, slaughtered it, and ate it. And David jumped from his throne and said, bring him to me.
That's what he said.
Where is this man?
My Lord, my Lord.
Looked him in the face and said, look in the mirror, David, thou art the man.
Glory to God.
Thou art the man. This broke David down to the contrite spirit that he had in Psalms 51. As we read Psalms 51, his great repentance. David had sinned a great sin, a murder, stained his hands with innocent blood that God wouldn't even let him build his house with.
That's right.
Told David, I can't let you build my house with blood-stained hands.
That's right.
A murderer. I can't let you build a house. I'll let your son build it. There are some consequences that we face, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb
That's
of
right.
God. That God is not going to allow us to get by just because you can speak in tongue and do a flip over a pew and folks shout and you can lay hands on the sick and the sick can recover. If God didn't stop using David as a king.
No, he didn't.
Hello, Lightbulb. David still wrote Psalms. David still went in the house of God and sackcloth and ashes and repented and did all of those things. He did all of that. But because of this, he put the hellhounds at his door. And the last 20 years of David's life was caught up in hell.
Yes,
his son was at war with each other.
That's right.
His other son, Absalom, of course, tried to take his throne, ran him from the throne, had David hide out of his own palace. His son Absalom tried to take the throne. Praise the Lord. God will let you feel in another way what you did to somebody else. I'm going to show you how it feels to take something from you that you love. David was driven from his own palace. We as prophetic people must come to grips with ourselves and understand, praise the Lamb of God, the consequences that we must face, praise the Lamb of God, because we are the prophetic people, because we do know God, because we are his person, his representative, praise the Lamb of God. We must come face to face with ourselves and look ourselves in the mirror and do what Confucius says, know thyself. Hallelujah. We must know us, and you must know your boundaries. You must know yourself, praise, as a person. You must know your strength, and you can't hide from you, the you that you really are.
That's right.
Because if you hide it from you, you're going to think you're hiding it from God. When you need to tell the Lord the way you are, hallelujah, your faults and your flaws, and then ask him for power to overcome or strength in your weakness. Hello, Lightbulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, I know this. I feel a quietness on the set. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I feel a quietness. Not that what I hear, I feel it. Hallelujah. Because this calls face-to-face ministry. And it's face-to-face with yourself. You have to come to the point of examining yourself. Hallelujah. You have to come to the point of doing deep reflection of the person who lives within you and make sure that person, praise the Lamb of God, is under the subjection of the will and the word and the way of God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We must do this. Praise the Lamb of God. I can't overemphasize how important it is for the prophetic person to hang out in the hall of repentance. To make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that when you do something wrong, that you're running to the throne of grace.
That's right.
When you mess up, don't think it's just gonna go away, because it doesn't. It's like getting a ticket in Chicago, and you know if you get a traffic ticket in Chicago, you can take it and put it on somebody else's car. You can do anything you want to with it. When you get a ticket in Chicago, it's coming to you.
That's right.
It's going to stay on your record until you get stopped one night for a broke tail light or something. You're going to pay that ticket.
Oh, yes, you are.
And everybody in Chicago know I ain't lying.
And you're going to serve me.
Run one of those Illinois toll road things.
Ooh,
and don't pay your toll. You may think you're getting by. You may think you outran the camera. The police didn't pull you over. But, baby, just wait. They going to get you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's coming to you. It's coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we all know this. We all know this. And you think that their technology is better than God's? You think God is not keeping a record not only of our actions, but the intent of our hearts, he knows.
That's right. That's right.
He knows why we do what we do when we do it. He knows out of what spirit we do it. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, it behooves us, praise the Lamb of God. Now, I say this because a lot of hindrances I've come to find out in the life of a lot of believers is because believers themselves have failed to repent. They don't understand the importance of repentance. I wish this, oh, my God, I'm going to jump on the whole crew about this book, because in this book, I deal with repentance in depth. And repentance, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, deals with the greatest portion of it is a turning. It's a turning away something and a turning to. Turning away from wrong ways, wrong principles and practice, and turning to godly ways and the ways of righteousness. That's what repentance is about. It ain't just about saying, I'm sorry, forgiving me.
That's right.
And that's where a lot of believers hang out. Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me, and we jump up and go do the same thing again. Repentance is about turning. Hello, light bulbs. It's about removing. Yes. It's about purging.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's about getting it out of you that caused you to do what you did. That spirit out of you. That attitude. We must learn this, brothers and sisters. And we must come to a place of repentance, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that restoration can come in the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that restores us wholly. Oh, I think I'm saying something right now, hallelujah, that restores us wholly, praise the Lamb of God. And when I say holy, I'm talking about the H-O-L-Y. Not the W-H. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That sanctifies us wholly. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we can be the representative of God that God would have us to be. Now, I'm telling you this because I go to bedsides of believers. Boy, I go to death bedsides. And I talk to people, and I'm talking to them, and I ask them about repentance. And there are believers who act like they don't even know what repentance is.
That's right.
Well, I asked God, told the Lord, I'm sorry for whatever. That's not repentance. That's not repentance. And we need to understand that, brothers and sisters. I asked the Lord to forgive me for all my sin. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, so, but have you changed? See, what the correctional system is about. Now, you can go to court for doing something wrong. You can pay the fine, right? And you can tell the judge, I'm sorry for what I've done, blah, 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 and I'm on the mercies of the court and ask for forgiveness. And the judge look at you and say, and I forgive you for what I've done, but I think that you need to spend some time behind bars to consider deeply. A change need to come in you. That's why they send you to jail.
That's right.
They go to jail, correctional, to correct you, hoping that in jail, after you spend all this time behind bars, that when you consider coming back out, a change came in your mind and your heart. That's what repentance is about, a change. It's not about just saying I'm sorry.
That's right.
It's about a change of heart.
Yes, sir.
A change of attitude. A change of disposition. Which changes your character. So if you repented last night and your character has not changed, then you have not repented. You just said, I'm sorry.
That's right.
And you are subject to repeat the sin. Oops.
That's right.
Shouldn't have heard this. Because now you know the truth of the matter.
Teach, prophet, teach.
And I'm telling you, some of us are carrying sin that has not been repented of.
Come on, apostle.
Didn't carry us, and we're not understanding because I didn't turn from.
Come on, man.
I didn't turn from this.
Jesus.
I didn't allow the cleansing and washing blood of Jesus.
Ooh,
to cleanse me.
Teach the word today.
Because I didn't meet the condition of it.
My God.
To repent. The condition of the cleansing blood is you repent, not that you ask for forgiveness.
That's right.
Repent and be baptized. It don't say ask for forgiveness, baptized.
Because
you know, Prophet Dale, every weekend a man come home drunk and knock his wife across the table, and then Saturday morning he get up and say he's sorry.
Sure do.
But that's not repenting. If he repented, he'll never hit her again.
Amen.
If he repent, never hit her again.
Amen.
If he repent, he'll never cuss her out again. Because a change of heart is in place.
Come on now.
That changes your attitude.
That's right.
That changes your character, and that changes your disposition. If he repented, he'll stop drinking.
Yes.
It's a pop right here.
Now, low light bulbs.
Amen.
See, that's a difference. And you can sit up all day and say, I'm sorry about something. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Amen.
Hello. Jesus said, they come to Jesus and say, how many times have we forgive our brother? And one day, Jesus said, 70 times, 70. I mean, then one day, forgive him. Forgiveness. Well, why I got to forgive him that many times in one day? Because he ain't repented. You got to keep asking for forgiveness. We need to look in depth at what repentance is and then make sure that that process has been done.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't want to call judgment on nobody, but according to my Bible, the way I understand it, without repentance, there is no salvation.
That's right.
I understand it. Now, I know a lot of y'all got that slick oil conversion that all you got to do is believe and get in the water and you say, but not mine don't read that way. Mine don't read. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. I got baptized. I'm saved, and I'm going to be saved, and I'm saved forever. Mine say, repent. Repent come in mine. In my salvific process, the word repent is in there. Hello, light bulbs.
That's right, apostle.
And that's why we got all of this influx of people come into the church and the influx of people walk back out the door because they never repented.
That's right.
This is the problem of the revolving door of the church. They have not repented.
Amen.
Because if they repented of their sins, they would turn Godward and they would never look back at the world. They would know that of the destruction and the price that it's going to pay. Praise the Lamb. Now, I tell you this. When Lot left out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he took his daughters and his wife with him, and the angel of the Lord told them, don't look back. Lot, you and your family go and do not look back. If he had told his wife, if you look back, you're going to turn into a pillar of salt, she probably wouldn't have looked back. But the angel just said, don't look back.
Mm-hmm.
Do not look back at as it's being destroyed. But she thought about everything she left there, and she looked back. And
yes,
she's standing there right now looking back.
Pay the price for it.
This is what happens when a heart is not taken through the channels of repentance.
Yes, sir.
You leave out of something, you say, I'm sorry, and then, you know, whether it's clubbing or whatever you're doing, and then when you hear the music, you look back. When you hear the noise, you look back. And you think about all that you have left and not all that you're walking to. See, when you leave the world and you start looking at God and you really have seen God and found God, I don't care what nobody say, the world don't look more attractive than God.
That's right.
There is so much beauty and joy and awesome experience in God until it's pathetic. I mean, my God, my God, my God. Just a few minutes ago, right here on this show, we enjoyed God for about 30, 40 minutes. We were enjoying God in the spirit realm that no club, no party could afford. I ain't never been to a party or a club or nothing that I enjoyed as much as I enjoyed the spirit of God when the saints, come to worship. When the saints come to worship. When real people are praising God. When real people are serious about what they're doing for God. Hallelujah. The electrifying tranquility of the fire of the Holy Ghost cannot be compared. And you can't find that nowhere. Hallelujah. But in an experience with God. Ain't no marijuana, ain't no cognac or nothing that can give you what the Holy Ghost gave us today. Praise the Lamb of God. For those of us who really experience it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But you must come to a place of repentance. David's repentance was deep. David's repentance was sincere. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And even though all of this was done, David fumbled the ball when he numbered the people, when he got ready to go to the battle, and the Lord slew thousands of Israelites that day. He saw the angel suspended in heaven, and the Lord gave him the three choices. Hallelujah. He could be in the hands of nature. He could be in the hands, praise the Lamb of God, a beast, or he could be in the hands of man, or he could, which is beast, praise the Lord, or he could be left in the hands of God. And David's reply was, leave me in the hands of the Lord, but whatever you do, don't leave me in the hands of man, because man is unpredictable.
That's right.
He said, leave me in the hands of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For his punishment to come, because the Lord is merciful. Hallelujah.
Yes,
brothers and sisters, I tell you, sometimes our decisions affect those around us in a way. And God knows it. See, God knows how to break you down. David loved Israel. David loved his kingdom. God said, I ain't got to touch you. I know what you love. You love your family, and you love the people you serve. And God brought David down to his knees in sackcloth and ashes. Man, oh, man, oh, man, I tell you what, God had no more problem out of him. I bet you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, listen, I teach you today, praise the Lamb of God, and I show you this grand revelation about repentance. It's your responsibility to teach others. It's your responsibility to show what true repentance is to those you witness to. Don't give them no slick way into the kingdom, because this is what's been happening in our world. And because the people are not repenting, we got a church full of carnal-minded believers. We got Christians sitting up in the church, and they are just as phony as a $5 bill that's colored red. Telling you, it's play money. Praise the Lamb of God. And they come week after week after week after week, same issues, same mess.
That's right.
Same stuff.
Amen.
Not getting better, not growing. Because when you are trapped in that world of sin, and sin has been riding you this long, you are still carnal-minded. You cannot even receive the things of God. You can go through the motions like you are. You can wave your hand like you are. You can run around the church like you are. But you can't really receive the spiritual things of God. And the spiritual things of God are not penetrating and not entering into you, causing you to come to a place of prayer so that you can, and meditation, so that you can grow in these things. Something has a hold of you.
That's
that
right.
You was in church a year ago, and a year later, you the same way you were.
Jesus.
You went to church 10 years ago and joined, and 10 years later, you the same way you were when you joined that church. You still smoking.
Help, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Hallelujah.
You still ain't learned how awesome it is to make your body the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You still doing everything that you was doing the day you joined. Something's wrong.
Yes,
something's wrong. And I'm going to tell you what it is. You have failed to repent.
Glory to the name of God.
You have failed to repent. You have joined the institution, and you have came into an organization, and you have made it your social club and your place of entertainment and the place you come to get inspiration. But ain't nowhere in the Bible where God told you to go to the church to get no inspiration.
No, we didn't.
It's not there. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's what you see, people going from church to church because they're always looking for something to inspire them, to give them inspiration. They run over to this church because this actor or this, not actor, but great musician is going to be there, this singer. Oh, I love the way he sing. But he ain't going to make you repent.
That's right.
You're still coming home with your sin, singing any song you want to. What Jesus Christ came for is to remove us from the burden of sin.
Yes.
He nailed our sins to the cross.
Yes, he did. Yes,
all
he
we
did.
Have to do is repent of them. The penalty for them has been taken away. If we repent.
Yes, Jesus.
Okay. I had to spend some time there. I'm sorry. God forgive the prophet, but I had to spend some time there today. Because I don't want it to go down that I didn't tell you. Hallelujah. That I didn't tell you. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know some of you that's listening to my voice will say, Prophet, I'm guilty. I have never really repented in that way. I have prayed and said, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry for the wrong I've done, this, that, or another. And I have got up and went on about my business. And found out that I'm still ensnared by the same thing. But when you repent, you knock something off you. You take something off you, and then you impose upon God's supernatural intervention and mediation called grace to give you strength. Hallelujah. To live whatever with whatever remains. and you be victorious in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. I ain't guessing none of it. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That he will give us strength to endure and to overcome anything, praise the Lamb of God, that remains once we have repented in true repentance to turn from, praise the Lamb of God, and turn to the righteousness of God. I turn to God. I turn to godly ways. I start practicing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, godliness to subdue the habits, hallelujah, that I had in the world.
Amen.
Habits that we acquire in the world that only can be subdued by another habit.
That's right.
A habit replaces a habit. Praise the Lamb of God. To replace your ungodly habits with godly habits.
What you say?
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
You replace your ungodly habits with godly habits. I don't cuss no more, I bless. Come on, talk to me.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I don't cuss at cars going down the highway. I bless them. Y'all, you didn't get that, snap, crackle, pop. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Change your habits with godly habits. Hallelujah. You change with godly habits.
Yes, Lord.
I recognize now that my weapons are not carnal. So I don't go to battle fighting people when they get make upset and all that and do me wrong. I go on my knees on them.
That's right.
Great. Hello, light bulb.
Yes,
sir. And then I watch God bring them down, and he allows me to see it. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. And I stand there and look at them. And the Lord taught me on the shoulder and say, see, I got them for you. Okay. Well, God bless. Hallelujah. Bring them to repentance, Lord. Hallelujah. It should always be our prayer to bring people to repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll never forget Bertha. Prophet Darrell. These guys robbed me. They, my children's mother, when I was directing the choir and stuff in Chicago at Bible Way Baptist Church, that's why I came out of Bible Way when I was a kid, and I was picking them up for choir rehearsal. My brother had gave me a car, and man, I was working. I had little change in my pocket, little watch on and stuff, and I went pick them up over in the village, over on Racine and right off Roosevelt. And I went over in the village, pick them up, and these guys had been watching me, unknowing to me. The guy next door had a crush on Mama Kia's mother, and he had been watching me pick her up, so he knew the times I was coming, unknowing to me. Figured all that out later. But two guys came and they pulled guns on me and they robbed me. One of them hit me in the head with the gun. And everything panned out all right. We went to rehearsal and what have you. I had just, watch this, Bertha. I had just confessed my calling. It hadn't been two good weeks. I had just confessed my calling to the ministry. Boy, as a matter of fact, I had just preached my trial sermon. That's what was really funny. And I'm thinking now, boy, what can the birth of you better listen to me? Can't nothing touch me now. I'm God's preacher. They robbed me, hit me in the head with a gun, took my money, all of that. And I sat in the pastor's study for a while because he didn't have to come to rehearsals and stuff when I was down there. He knew I was going to take care of the church. And, man, I was sitting in his study and asking God all kinds of questions. Why did you leave me? You said you'll never forsake me. You said you'll never leave. I'm doing all that, blah, 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 blah. And then I had to go out in the rehearsal. And I went out in the rehearsal, and everybody knew it. They were, you know that travels, news travel fast. So I asked the choir to join hands, and I didn't know the hickey had came up on my head. All of them looking at it, and I'm hearing them crying and stuff. They feeling sorry for me. And we grabbed hands, and we started praying. And, boy, I went into this prayer of repentance, and I asked God to forgive them and save them and deliver them from their ways and this, that, and that, another. And I did it so deep until it dismissed the choir. I mean, the Spirit of the Lord, the presence of God was so strong. And I had a dream. This is honest God truth. I want you all to get this. I had a dream that two dogs were laying in front of my car, dead in the street on their block, on my children's mother's block. And I was, every time I went over there, I was careful how I drive so I wouldn't hit nobody. I said, man, them two dogs scared me. And one of my friends, I was with him, and he was telling me, he said, man, I had this dream and this happened. So I told him about my dream. He said, I can tell you what your dream means. He said, you know them two boys who robbed you? Both of them going to get killed. I said, what? He said, God's going to kill them for messing with you.
That's right.
That same week, I went to choir rehearsal, picked them up, and when they got in the car, they said, you see all that blood out there in the street? Them the two boys who robbed you. Somebody shot them down right there in the street earlier today. Killed both of them. Shot them all. Just kept shooting them over and over and over again. And both of them drove over. I couldn't help but drive through their blood. Their blood was on my tires. God will reward you for your repentant state.
Yes, he will.
And God will show you his love for you, his hand upon you, his protection, and God will revenge you, and God will vindicate you. You line up with God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody today. If you line up with God, God will avenge you.
Jesus.
And though you've lost everything, God will vindicate you. Though it look like you were the wrong party, God will vindicate you and bless you in a way that everybody will know that his hand is on you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I rest my case. I rest my case. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But it's something down on the inside of me deeply that wanted me to tell you all today about repentance.
Need it.
Hallelujah. I don't want you to fall into the snare that many believers have that thinking they can do whatever they want to do without coming to the place of repentance.
Right.
And cleansing and purifying. Oh, what a God we serve. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you.
Thank
for
you,
those that's listening to my voice and shall hear this recording. Father, today
you,
we come before your throne of mercy,
yes,
your throne of grace,
yes,
recognizing that there's none holy.
Yes,
but you,
yes,
we reverence you.
Yes,
none righteous but you.
Yes,
but we walk in your righteousness.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
all on the altar.
Yes,
sacrifice.
Yes, oh,
yes, God. Hear our prayer.
Yes,
forgive us our sins. Commission and omission. Forgive us. Hallelujah. Of that we've held on to because we haven't turned from it and asked for your help of deliverance. Forgive us, God. Oh, God, we repent. Take it away from us. the stain of sin, guilt of sin. Hallelujah. Wash us in your cleansing blood. Cleanse us afresh. Make us brand new. In your blood, oh God. Under the bowl show, oh yeah, chains are being kept. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Hallelujah. Hear our prayer. Under our hearts and to you, God. Indwell us. Fill us. Let your glory be seen on our face. Oh, we love you today. We love you today. We recant and rebuke the works of darkness. Hallelujah. Children of light, and we walk in the light, in the light of your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I give you time to go, brothers and sisters. We don't have no more time. We're out of time again. It's been a wonderful day, a wonderful show. I love you all. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. Go in God. Go knowing that you're loved by him. You're loved by the apostle today. Bless you, Prophet Darrell, Bertha. Hallelujah. All of you that was on the show, granddaughter, thank all of you for being here today. I love you. I bless you.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. No one.